Scene 6.
How did it go?
We both tried to set a trap to figure out who the other was, but I don't think either plan worked. He didn't see who I really was, and I only saw a shadow running away. I think we need to come up with a new plan, Watson. Wiggins! Watson, it's Wiggins, one of my irregulars. Street kids who sometimes help me solve cases. They also follow people when needed.
Sherlock!
What do you want, Wiggins?
I've got information. I followed you, Mr. Holmes. You went to Duncan Street, right?
Exactly, Wiggins. Did you see anything?
I saw a tall man looking through the window when you went into the abandoned house. Suddenly, he ran off as if he was afraid that someone might see him. He ran and I followed him.
Where did he go?
He went to the inn near the river. You know the one I mean?
Yes.
Room 3.
Quickly, Watson! We found our men. Well, great. Looks a lot like revenge. That's a fact. The killer is clever, but not that clever. That's why he didn't leave it unfinished, pretending to write Rachel. His subconscious betrayed him. He could have written anything else, like, for example, kartoffel.
Kartoffel? That sounds mysterious. What does it mean?
Potato. But no, he wanted to write something that would confuse us, but his mind betrayed him. He wanted to write kartoffel, and he wrote rage. What does this also tell us? That he's a well-traveled person, and he speaks languages. He's trying to fool us about where he's from. Then we have the ring. A ring he tried to get back through trickery. It's a small, so it's probably a woman's. He carried it with him. He didn't leave it at home. This means he doesn't have a fixed place and doesn't trust anyone. Not even a safe. He prefers to keep it with him all the time. It reminds him of someone. Someone for whom he will seek revenge. And now, he's lost the ring and is furious.